In the history of cinema, there may never have been another vision of artistic creation, unedited and recorded in real time, quite like The Mystery of Picasso. Filmed in 1956 by Henri-Georges Clouzot and presented at the Cannes Festival the following year, the film enabled audiences to observe the working practices and techniques of one of the foremost geniuses of the 20th century. The movie was shot in Picasso's own studio, using innovative filming techniques, and presented wonderstruck viewers with a stroke-by-stroke recording of the birth of a work of art. In this truly unique piece, the filmmaker inserts himself into the painter's life in order to bear witness to the genesis of one of his works. Through the use of semi-transparent canvases and special inks, the image is painted directly onto the celluloid itself, and its progress can be followed in real time by the observer. The canvas has been replaced by the screen. In 1969, Picasso also featured in a film titled The Picasso Summer, whose script was adapted by Ray Bradbury from a short story he wrote. The film tells the story of a relationship crisis and the pursuit of a fantasy. A successful architect, feeling somewhat disillusioned, develops a fascination with Picasso's work and travels with his wife to the south of France in order to meet the great artist. The couple's relationship is put to the test when they travel to Spain in search of someone who can arrange a meeting with Picasso. In the end, the architect apologizes to his wife for taking her on such a miserable trip. And in the closing scene, we see them having a final swim at the beach before walking off into the sunset, unaware that just a few meters away, Picasso is on the same beach with his family, drawing fantastical figures in the sand. However, this American production is best remembered for the scene in which the figures painted by Picasso in the Temple of Peace at Valoris are brought to life through animation. The Adventures of Picasso is a madcap Swedish comedy with dialogue in Spanish, English, French, and Italian. It follows Picasso's journey from his birth in Malaga to his death in France and depicts his encounters with figures such as Gertrude Stein, Alice B. Toklas, Apollinaire, and Hemingway. With great poetic license, the film imagines him meeting Hitler and Churchill and visiting the United States, and even goes so far as to change the nationality and profession of his first wife. In reality, she was a Russian ballerina, while in the film she is a tiresome Finnish singer. With a spirit that brings to mind Monty Python, The Adventures of Picasso is an irreverent and highly entertaining hidden gem. The Young Picasso is a 1994 television miniseries consisting of 4 episodes. Directed by Juan Antonio Bardem, it is a meticulous production with a demanding script that examines how Picasso was permanently marked by the traumas he suffered as a child and a young man, in particular the suicide of his friend Carlos Casagemas in 1901. From this series, we have chosen the scene in which the two friends visit Malaga for the last time, an event that is depicted with great drama and pathos. Surviving Picasso, a film directed by James Ivory in 1996 and featuring a highly measured performance by Anthony Hopkins, aroused a certain amount of controversy upon its release. Based on the autobiography of François Gillot and the book by Arianna Huffington, its apparent objectivity masks a wholly subjective vision that is coloured by resentment. The broad brush approach of the script stands in contrast to the film's careful and elegant staging. Picasso's heirs were unhappy with how the artist was depicted in the film and refused to allow any of his works to feature in it. As a result, the production was forced to use clumsy imitations. The Picasso family did lend their support to a 10-episode television miniseries produced by National Geographic, titled Genius, Picasso. The series was screened in 2018 and featured an outstanding performance by Antonio Banderas, who demanded that the birth scene be filmed in the artist's own birthplace, the Casa Natal. The series sought to balance the different perceptions of Picasso, and although it did acknowledge the negative experiences of François Gillot, it has become a benchmark for exploring Picasso's life and character with the necessary verisimilitude. The Picasso Gang, directed by Fernando Colomo, in 2012, is based entirely on real events that make for an excellent plot. Although the film's visuals are somewhat lightweight, the story is highly entertaining. In Paris, in 1911, the Mona Lisa disappears from the Louvre. Pablo Picasso and Guillaume Apollinaire are both arrested. Picasso remembers that Apollinaire had introduced him to an athletic young man named the Baron, who, upon hearing that Picasso was fascinated by a set of Iberian statues, decided to steal them from the Louvre and sell them to him for a ridiculous price. Some 4 years earlier, those statues had provided the inspiration for the first Cubist painting, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon. Picasso is Spanish, Apollinaire is Polish, and the Baron is Belgian. And meanwhile, the press are talking about an international gang that has come to France with the intention of ransacking its museums.